Hey everybody, welcome to Mom Said. My name is Gabe Gibbs.
And you'll never know my name.
Her name is Allie Gibbs. Mom Said is a podcast made by three adult siblings, but it's not about that.
But it's not about that.
It's often about that. And we're so sorry that it's audio only. We had a little, the intro is audio only, but the rest of the show does have camera.
It's crazy because our camera dies all the time and we're just sort of like, whatever. Anyway, this week's episode is buck wild because I introduced some new language into the lexicon and we used some old language, How They Behave and Dar
came back.
You have to listen every week. Otherwise you're not going to understand.
We do start off quite earnest. We have a conversation about being proud of your friends and what that feeling feels like. And then it becomes sort of a feminism podcast and then a political podcast and then a STEM podcast.
All I've ever wanted is for us to just be feminist icons, but it's hard because
it's pretty boy heavy.
It's
pretty boy heavy.
And anyway, talked about football, which is...
We did talk about football. I'm so sorry.
You know what? Anyone can like football.
All right.
You know, hit it, Grant.
Mom said. I think I'll have a moment like when I have children or something and be like, oh, that's what being proud feels like. Because right now it's just like my family or friends do something cool and I'm like, I'm happy for them. I think it's interesting. I'm glad that happened to them. But I don't feel like this innate sense of like, what I assume being proud feels like is like sort of ownership / contribution to that person's achievement.
Yeah.
And I don't think I've ever really felt that at a deep level.
Yeah, although I would say, and we're sort of talking about this now, I agree with what you're saying. I think you can also feel proud of someone without having ownership over a thing. Like,
and maybe that's not the best way to phrase it.
But I hear what you're saying, though, because that's part of what makes it feel like...
For me, I would call it a sense of belonging. Like when you feel proud to be in a community or like proud to be in a country or whatever, like when I feel proud of...
I feel that. I'm talking about specifically proud of someone.
Totally. Yeah. But that's what I'm saying is like when I feel proud of Gabe, it's because I have a sense of belonging in Gabe's life. So I'm like, oh yeah. The pride I feel is like I'm happy. It's a combination of like, I'm happy for you. I wanted this to happen for you. And... it's not separate from me because I have a sense of belonging.
I think
feel that for my friends too. Like when they do something amazing, I'm like, I'm a part of you and you're a part of me.
Maybe the belonging thing for me is context. Like I'm proud of Oren and his art because I have the context of knowing how hard it is to do that and how hard that is for him. Or like, I'm proud of...
Right, but where the belonging comes in is like, you're not proud of like an artist that you don't know.
No, totally.
You can be impressed, but you're not proud. You're proud because you understand the context and because you're like, and I'm attached to you.
That's what I mean. But but the context even, regardless, I just happen to be aware of what it is.
Yeah.
What it took.
Yeah.
Whether I was involved or not, I just happen to be... I guess to your point, belong to the story of it in the sense that I witnessed it.
Yeah.
I witnessed it.
And it's not that you're like taking credit or ownership. It's like...
No, I want to take credit for Oren's stuff. Art. It's cool.
More...
I swore at the beginning. I'm sorry. You have to bleep that.
You got...
It's...
your toe or something.
I know, that's crazy.
Because it was such a physical reaction.
And it's not that it's taking like credit. It's more just like... I guess I think of the people in my life as... like a web that I'm a part of and not like separate entities that I may or may not be near.
Sure.
And so when something in like the web of the way I think of the people in my life is successful, I'm like, ah, yay. Yeah.
But I don't think it's a bad thing that...
Wait, here's my...
rising tides, you know?
My weekly... Yeah, I don't feel guilty about it or anything.
No, no. It's also like... it's also different wiring and different... I think even in us trying to describe pride... we couldn't describe it in exactly the same way, which means maybe you just have a different definition.
Also, for the listener, I don't even know if we said that before we started recording, Grant said, I don't think I've ever felt proud of anyone before. I don't think we gave the context for why we're talking
I think we
about
were recording
this.
By then. Yeah, anyway, okay. Here's my... I can't tell if this is feminist or subtle slam to women, so here we go.
Great.
Hey, Grant. I'll let you know.
Okay, great.
Wait, is it a one sentence thing that I can set you up for, or is it just...
No, let me just describe.
Okay.
Sometimes I'm jealous. Not always. Sometimes I'm jealous of how deeply women feel things, and I wish I could experience that because I just don't.
Don't have the wiring. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, I think that's helpful in some situations and not helpful in some situations.
Yes. Yeah.
And sometimes I'm jealous of women in different ways.
It's,
yeah.
And right now, just talking about the pride thing, I'm jealous of, I wish I could control it, but sometimes I wish I could feel things deeper. And sometimes I'm thankful
that I don't.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
but
yeah.
I think it's probably better overall to feel things in the overall trajectory of life to feel things deeper than to not feel things deeper.
Sure.
Sure.
And I don't, but I think women, you know, just have a different, play with a different set of rules and feel things differently and deep. And I think oftentimes deeper. And sometimes I'm jealous of that.
Yeah.
Two things.
Al, what's your judgment?
Verdict.
Oh, I can't do a drum roll on this thing.
Verdict. Ultimately feminist. It's only.
But also, they're f-ing crazy, well, right?
Stop. First of all,
bitches be shopping.
What? He looked at me straight in the eye and said, bitches be shopping.
Okay, obviously, we're joking. Continue.
Okay. Two things. One, that's only a slam if you think that being emotional is smaller or less valuable than being non-emotional.
Which he declared he didn't.
Right.
He
said so it's not a slam. So it's not a slam, because if you were to call me a really emotional person, I might take that as a compliment. And I do, because I think I am thankful that I have that kind of capacity. The other thing I would say is it's not limited to women. However, I think what we're sensing is a socialization of the way men have been allowed to show emotion. And so it's a nature versus nurture issue where it's like, you probably do have deep feelings and you've probably cut off access to those things over the years, or maybe not. But my point is, I think we may be all equally capable of feeling things, and men in the traditional sense are socialized to not recognize that, not explore that, not feel that, not strengthen that through relationships. And so it's kind of like stunted.
That's definitely true. But in the current state in society, yeah. No, that's true. But yeah. I would say, well, yeah, but that's going to go down a dark road. No, I think I agree with you all around.
It's the conversation of that, and that's amazing. That's amazing. It's a conversation about like the like male loneliness begets male loneliness, because if you're unable to practice connection, you know, it's not going to just happen.
Sure.
And we don't allow young men to practice connection in the way that we allow young women to. Let's talk about something fun.
We can talk about whatever we want.
Well, let me bring it back.
Yeah,
so I guess I should rephrase it and say I'm jealous of the space that society has allowed women to feel.
Yeah, totally.
I guess that's what I should say then.
I would be jealous.
Because I think I agree with
well.
You that men and women have equal capability to feel deep emotions.
Yeah.
But I guess I'm jealous of that space, I suppose.
I totally see why you would be. And for that reason, it makes me proud to be a woman.
I want a one-way ticket to emotions land. Won't you show me how to get there? I want a one-way ticket to emotions land. Won't you tell me what to do when I get there?
Totally.
You wanting to jump in but not knowing where to jump in just yet. Because I want to find the perfect way to express how I feel.
Express how you feel.
But the way it is, where I live, is not
so real.
Uh-huh.
Not so real.
Not so real. So I want a one-way ticket to emotions land.
Oh, I wasn't ready for that.
That's all right. We went back to the original key.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's just pretty advanced music.
Yeah, no.
It's sort of...
I can't follow.
Adam Gettle-esque. You know what I mean?
Don't even know who that is.
Anyway.
One-way ticket to emotions land. Emotions land.
Yeah, nice.
Hey, anyone who wants to be emotional, you're invited to our land.
Yeah, agree. My little contribution to this is I do think, though, regardless of the gendering of it, regardless of the emotions of it, I do think this is the beauty of having a big community of people mm-hmm. with all different wirings, because to your point, sometimes it is very valuable not to have
totally
big feelings about things totally. Because sometimes you need to get from A to B quickly.
I make decisions solely on vibes alone. Big life decisions, I make it on vibes. I call it intuition.
It's just vibes.
Right. What's the difference? And it would be hard for me. Yeah.
You need to suck down more of this coffee, bro.
You don't think I'm having enough energy?
No.
Or is it because I'm not drinking the coffee fast enough?
Fast enough and critique? Energy. Both.
You think my energy's low?
Yeah. You're usually more high energy than this.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Real time feedback.
Wait, yeah. Do I get to do a...
Chat, do you guys think I'm usually more high energy than this?
Yes.
Do I get to do a misogynistic take because I did a feminist take?
No.
Oh.
No. Definitely absolutely. No. Would not recommend. Damn. We did when I said bitches be shopping.
Do I get to go shoplift because I paid last time I was at the store?
Interesting behavior. Yeah.
Honestly, hey. I would kind of argue, yeah.
Okay, so depending on the corporation, yeah. For sure. So here we go, picking up the energy. I was just talking to Allie before we started about, she's about to go to a big event this weekend with a friend, and I'm going to be vague and you can be as specific as you want. She's about to go to an event with a friend, and there's going to be a lot of fancy people at this event. And I said, who are you trying to see? And who do you want to, yeah, who do you hope to run into in real life? And Allie's response actually kind of shifted. I was just in the bathroom washing my hands before we started, and Allie's response actually genuinely shifted my outlook on these kind of environments, because these kind of environments suck. Anyway, I said, who are you trying to see? And Allie said, I'm trying to giggle.
And that's the honest truth.
Which is like a way better situation than, ooh, I hope I run into Benson Boone. You know what I mean? Or whatever. Oh, please.
Man's
I hope
legal
I turn
name?
I turn the corner and jelly rolls there. Oh, please.
If you went in a time machine in the early 1900s.
Yeah, go ahead.
100 years ago, and you move to this point now, this conversation, and you would be like, are Benson Boone and Jelly Roll real people?
Okay. Jelly Roll feels very like flappers. So yes, Benson Boone actually sounds like it was Lewis and Clark's assistant.
Actually,
he sounds
now that
like
you
he
say
was
that,
helping Sacagawea.
Benson Boone and Jelly Roll belong 100 years ago.
Yes, they do. Benson Boone was an explorer for sure. Yeah. He's got like the raccoon hat on. And like the...
Totally.
He's friends with Yosemite Sam.
Yeah.
Benson Boone and Yosemite Sam take the world.
The thing is, I am trying to giggle at these events because what I've realized is I think the meaning to life may be cracking up.
Yeah,
and
bro.
And a crack up can happen really anywhere.
Yeah, bro.
And so I'm just trying to be around the people that crack me up.
And if that happens to be Michael Bublé.
And if it just so happens to be...
Sabrina Carpenter.
Shakira.
If it just so happens to be Cher, then so be it.
Then so be it. I've got to crack up.
I've got to crack up. Here's a question. Do you think Cher's funny?
Yes.
Agreed.
This morning I watched a show, TikTok. Whoa. Okay, I did stay up late last night.
TikTok's our shows.
This morning,
what
I turned on my
what
show.
What are TikTok channels but little networks?
But little channels.
Yeah.
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 This morning I watched a show, that is to say a TikTok, of Cher saying, presenting West Side Story, but I play all the parts.
Oh, oh, do you know about this, Grant? It was like, it was like in the 80s.
It's like, when you're a jet all the way. And it's Cher in a wig. And then another Cher comes out in a different wig.
It's a whole medley of West Side Story. She's doing all of it. And here's the thing.
And there's like 19 Chers.
She's playing the men and the women.
Yeah.
And here's the thing about it. It's kind of fire.
She's good.
She's killing it.
She's good at the men. She's good at the women. I was like, yes. Holy shit, yes. Cher. That's yes. Yes. I've always, obviously everyone knows Cher is incredibly talented and I've seen her perform. Not live, but, you know, seen her perform. We've and I've always been like, she's really talented.
We've seen burlesque.
We've seen burlesque.
Wagon Wheel Watusi.
This video made me be like, this woman is a phenom.
She's got it. She's got what it takes.
This woman is a phenom. I cannot believe how she's embodying every single character from West Side Story at once.
She said, Lindsay Lohan from Parent Trap, hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer and watch me play 15
characters.
Hold my
beer. I'm doing West Side Story.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
Yeah. Hallie and whatever could never. What are her names in Parent Trap? Hallie and Annie. Hallie and Annie could never. Hallie and Annie could never. Hey, loving the comeback from, you remember Chessie, the
I was just about to say, maid? I'm entering an era of life where I am her.
Oh, you're giving Chessie? Dude, that's a good thing to be totally. Being.
I think she's fabulous.
Agree. And that actress, whose name I'm blanking on.
Gorgeous
but
woman.
But shout out that actress whose name I'm blanking on. We love her. Hit up in the comments that actress whose name I'm blanking on. We love her.
Literally stunning. And so Chessie leads the way in something that I'm trying to follow.
Which is
she's hot. She's beautiful. She's working.
Denim, bro.
She's a G. She's in denim on denim.
Denim.
And then.
California winery.
She gets with a dude at the end. That's
Speedo,
not
Speedo
that.
Speedo tall guy?
She gets with a dude at the end that's not that hot, but really nice.
Tall, though.
And helpful.
So you know he's slanging.
You think he's slanging?
Bruh, he's like 6'5". 6'5", not afraid to wear a Speedo. European. So you know
I'm just saying, girls, I feel like we should be turning a corner and saying, it doesn't really matter if you're tall. It doesn't really matter if you're all these things that everyone's been looking for.
Mm.
What matters is that you're a helpful guy.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm looking for a helpful guy. That's all I want.
Hey, do you need help with that?
No, see, hold on. This is another scenario in which we're doing like two parts of a love duet. You can't play the guy I'm dating.
But it's just like a guy.
I know, but it grosses me out. So you have to sing along with me like you're looking for a helpful guy as well.
But then that's like not as fun of a scene.
Okay, fine. Let's do it.
No. You're right.
Let's do it. I'm looking for a helpful guy. That's all I want.
She's looking for a helpful guy. That's all she wants.
Period. Someone to take out the trash and mount my TV on my wall and pick me up from the airport. That's it.
Someone who's got a couple of tools that he keeps under the bed. Someone.
Under the bed.
Yeah. We live in the city. We don't have sheds or
garages. I know.
Garages.
I'm just worried that... If I'm with a man and I don't know him super
well. Hey, can
well,
you just let the song keep going?
Totally, keep going.
Can you
keep
just
going.
Let the song keep going totally. For a second? Because I was heading into a list of helpful things okay. that I thought maybe you could sort of riff on with me.
Go ahead. Sorry. Tools under the bed.
Golly. Someone with some tools that he keeps under the bed. Mm-hmm. Someone who knows how to carry your suitcase up the stairs
right.
for you. Someone who knows how to take the car in when it needs an oil change.
Someone who can punch somebody in the face if they cross me.
Yeah. Someone who can punch somebody in the face if they cross her.
Somebody who will light my office building on fire if they piss me off.
Arsony, arsony.
Arsony in the name of love. In the name of
love.
Arsony in the name take out the trash and light my office building on fire.
And be 6'5" and European and slanging that dong.
This is something. This is something that we were discussing this morning. We actually did a whole podcast before this podcast, which is to say that we hung out and we're talking. And
yeah, we get for like 30 minutes.
We do a
before we did this podcast.
We do a no record podcast. We do the
gossiping the gossiping about all of the people in our lives that we need to talk about before we can actually record it. So we dish. And then we skip to the part. Can we skip to
today,
the good part?
Gabe walked in and was saying something so like very private and was like, we can't talk about this once we record. And I was like, yeah.
Meanwhile, Grant has already exported it. And that'll be on our Patreon
you
someday.
Saying we can't talk about this before we record is like, yeah, and the sky is blue, you goon.
Yeah.
But something we were talking about before was Grant was like crushing on this person and he was like, she's super hot, I don't know, and whatever. I don't know if I'd have a chance. And I was like, Grant,
you are a cutie.
You are a cutie patootie.
You are a cutie patootie.
Grant, you are a
cutie patootie.
Cutie. Cutie.
Believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself. Believe in yourself.
You're a nice guy and a cutie, and you have a job for a long time, which is more than most of these guys are doing. Think about it.
And you have nice clothes that you wear all the time.
Yeah.
Keep them nice and you wear them all the time.
Clothes are big, I think. Bigger than you think they are. And you have a nice car.
You have a really nice car. We won't say the brand of it because it's a little bit spicy right now.
And you keep your bathroom clean.
Keep your bathroom clean. And you got close male friends. You have a bed frame and close male friends.
And female friends. And sisters.
Female friends and sisters. But mostly you have close male friends, which means you don't have male loneliness. You have just regular loneliness.
Yeah. You just have romantic loneliness, and that's normal.
Okay. Anyway.
I will say.
Anyway. Hottie, Grant was like, no shot. And we were like, you have a shot.
And I was like, no, you have a shot. First of all, I watched the hottest bitches you've ever known date the biggest zeros you've ever heard of.
That is Los Angeles. Los Angeles is traffic. Los Angeles is beaches. Los Angeles is the hottest bitches you've ever seen.
You've ever heard of.
Dating. Zeros.
Z-E-E-E-Rose. So.
This.
Z-E-E-E-E-Rose.
This might have to get cut, what I'm about to say.
These dudes are
Don't
zeros.
Don't use names.
No, not names. Is there, what's the correlation between Los Angeles, hot Los Angeles women dating zeros and hot church women dating zeros?
You don't have to cut this. The correlation is 1-to-1, my dude. It's the same phenomenon.
But I mean, like, what is it about LA? What is it about?
Here's what I think it is.
I know what it is, but I'm trying to be.
I think it's the culture of those things. The culture of those things somehow elevates these boys where they be swinging for the fences. You're staring at my hair and tell me why.
Actually, I'm going to be honest. I was tuning out.
Okay, well, you said you knew what it was, and I was trying to set you up to continue
to
say
why.
No, that
was good. No.
Why do all these... Specifically, entertainment industry. If we want to talk about entertainment industry people, it's these 10 out of 10... Let's not say bitches anymore. These 10 out of 10 women...
Yes.
...that get in environments with these 0 out of 10 men who... have tricked them because they know how to play the game of that culture really well.
Yeah, it's just subculture.
In the same way that church, you get these 10 out of 10 women who get tricked by these men who know how to play that game.
Who's like, I'm going to lead you to the Lord. And she's like, I guess that's what
I want. And she's like, I guess that's definitely what I want. I need a strong man to take me to victory.
Also, can I say...
Grant has been so ready to say something.
I don't know if I want to say it.
Well, I just want to clarify that when I say 10 out of 10 and when I say zero, I'm talking about a compilation of factors, which includes looks, but also other things.
Yeah. We're not ranking people based on
I'm not
on
ranking
their...
people. And when I say a guy's a zero, I'm not like, oh, he's ugly. I'm like, he's
You know
sucks.
What scale? You know what scale we're using? what skill we're using is how they behave and are.
How they behave and are. That's what it is. Yes. It's how they behave and are.
Yes.
And I'm saying some of these women are 10 out of 10s in how they behave and are.
And are can include looks. That is are. Totally. That's not in how they behave and.
Totally.
But it is are.
Totally.
So
I'm not saying it's these not
boys,
included.
These boys are 0 out of 0 in how they behave and are.
100%.
These women are 10 out of 10 in how they behave and are.
100%. And they stay being like, I love him. And I'm like, whoa.
And you're like, Charlie?
I'm like, okay. You mean Ethan?
You mean Derek? What the hell are you talking about?
He's vaping in the corner.
Yeah.
He hasn't spoken a word since he got here. Late
in a hoodie that is the size of a dress.
He has a hood on vaping in the corner, and I can't string together sentences.
We're in a library. Get it together.
We're at a funeral,
Derek.
No, but my point is, Grant, I'm not even messing with you. You are so much better than so many of these guys, and you're a cutie. So I'm like, don't say that like, oh, she's too hot. First of all, she's not thinking of it that way. Women are thinking about how they behave and are. They're not thinking about like, oh, I have a sick ass, and therefore he has to just also have a sick ass.
I hear what you're saying. What was I about to say? Oh, you know, the famous, I think it's in the Bible, actually. It's John 3:17, which is right after John 3:16.
Yeah.
People stop reading there, usually. Right. John 3:17 is when she be beautiful, if there ain't no rang, it ain't no thing.
It ain't.
So take your time.
No.
And shoot your shot.
Bang. And also.
And that's on
guy.
And also, remember that for the women that you're dating, if there ain't no ring, she could go at any time.
That's what I'm saying. If it ain't no
and
ring.
And also, if, there ain't if no you ring, put a ring on her finger, she could also still
if there
go
ain't
at
no
any
ring,
time. So just stay
it
on your
no
best
thing.
Behavior.
You know what I mean?
100%.
Not a ring, not a thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what about
a bang?
What about what Allie was saying, which is even if there is a ring.
No. Saying,
don't hit on a girl that there is a ring.
I'm saying
she can leave your ass.
Yeah.
And she should, depending on your behavior or depending on your levels of how you behave and are. Yeah,
literally.
Yeah.
You have to behave a certain way till the day you die.
I was telling Dad.
I have seen it firsthand so many times. People who stop dating their partner and their partner leaves.
Yeah.
Because they think it's locked down after so many
years. Yeah. It's like trying to have abs. You don't just get abs and then stay having abs forever. Yeah. You gotta do crunches always.
Yeah.
Imagine if you stopped like treating Lauren well. I actually can't even imagine that. I wouldn't allow it. Now I've involved myself in that. It made me so mad before. The hypothetical made me so mad that I was like, I forbid even this thought exercise.
Not you throwing a hypothetical on me and then getting mad at me in the hypothetical. That's like the equivalent of like waking up from a dream and being mad at someone for a dream that happened.
Straight up.
I don't even think it's like stopping treating someone well. It's like you can never stop courting them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to be interested in what they're up to. You have to be interested in them and showing up for their shit. And yeah.
And saying things like you're so pretty and stuff.
Yeah. I have a joke that I've been saying with Lauren lately, where especially right now when it's like really hard with newborn and we're just like Grant was like, how was last night sleeping? And I said the words out loud. Pretty good. We got a couple 3-hour chunks. I'm like, hearing
that's
me
pretty,
say that out loud, I'm like,
yo.
I'm like, damn.
Yo, not to be crazy, but that's
it is pretty
me
good.
Too.
No, it is pretty good. Well, yeah. And it is pretty good for newborn. But I've been saying to her and to myself to be funny, but also to motivate me to keep doing a good job. I've been saying, when the husband auditors at the end of my life check the paperwork, I want that shit to come back clean.
That's a good way to think about it.
Do you know what I'm saying? Because when I'm like, when it's 3 a.m. and I'm pissed off, because you know when you wake up and you haven't, your operating system isn't all the way on.
You're not really there.
I'm just frankly mad at Lauren. Yeah. I'm mad at the baby. Yeah. I'm mad at the dog for like 13 seconds of I got to get out of this fog. I'd be thinking about the husband auditors at the end of life going through the papers going,
you're like, you're okay. Real mad at your postpartum wife, huh?
Huh, interesting. Okay, it says here the in-laws were in town and you were mad at your postpartum wife for only 13 seconds and then you, it looks like, okay, you got there and you changed the diaper and it was multiple poops, but you changed it. Okay, we'll let you in. I don't know what club I'm getting into, but the husband auditors.
Graduation? I don't know.
Bro, I don't know either. But at the end of life, when they come through to check my paperwork, I want them to see a clean report.
I like that you're thinking like that.
I want them to see a clean report.
I can't even, yeah.
And some partially, I do think the husband auditors look like the spirit of you and Annie.
Straight up.
They look like the spirit Gabe of my sisters.
In, Gabe lives in fear of me being like, what the fuck? No,
literally, literally, I'm not sure what the flavor of afterlife looks like, but I do know to get in, you have to pass this test that your sisters...
The bouncers are me and Annie, yes. Like, oh, this dumb fuck, yeah, come over here.
Yeah, your sisters are standing there and they won't let you into heaven until your sisters are like, he's good.
Well, I am being honest. When I'm like talking to a guy and I find out he doesn't have sisters, I'm kind of like... I have enough men in my life to know that he doesn't know what to do on his own.
Here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. This is... Alden doesn't have sisters. And he's a thoughtful, nice boy.
Right.
He's also gay.
And totally. But that doesn't... But that doesn't exist. Negate... Yeah.
They exist.
You're right.
We can't just... Because if... Here's a deep dive on this feminist podcast today. If you're leaving it up to sisters to teach these men, then that is putting the impetus back on women to take care of men and making them further incompetent that they can't find it themselves unless they have women to teach them.
It's so true. And I love that take. That was very good. But I will say, like, sometimes...
Boys be stupid.
Sometimes I want...
Bitches be shopping, boys be stupid.
Straight up. Sometimes I want...
Boys go to Jupiter to get more stupider.
Sometimes just like out of the love in my heart for Lauren, I want her to have a good like Mother's Day or whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm like, boy.
No, I know. I was already on it.
You were.
Because I also got yelled at by shout out Kate Rockwell, who I was working with.
She was like, if you don't.
She said, what are you doing for the first Mother's Day? I was like, well, we might not have the baby yet. She's like, okay, well, if you do.
And also.
Well. First Mother's
Your
Day.
Your uber pregnant wife. You're like, not a mom yet.
No.
No presents for you until next year.
I know. But it was like, the due date was 2 days before Mother's Day. So I was like, we might be in the hospital. I don't know what I'm doing yet. Yeah. And she was like, okay, well, the first one's very important. Figure it out. And I said, yes, ma'am.
Women all around the world are looking at people's boyfriends and husbands and being like, if you don't.
No, what they're doing is punishing me for the biffs that their husband did.
Totally.
That all I learned when someone tells me angrily what to do for a certain thing around what my, you know, like a Mother's Day or a Valentine's Day or whatever, when someone angrily tells me what to do, what they're actually doing is telling me the story of what someone they love did not do.
100%. 100%.
And so I go, yes, I will do that. And also, I'm so sorry that you didn't get a big, beautiful necklace on your first Mother's Day.
100%. Bless, you don't want to be that boy.
No.
You don't want your wife at a coffee shop being like, listen, well, on my first Mother's Day, my husband pooped his pants and I had two diapers to change.
I had pooped. Okay. Pooped his pants. He was wearing a diaper though.
You know what I mean? Responsible of him.
Responsible. He was wearing, I had two diapers to change implies that he pooped his pants, but he was wearing a diaper. So that's good. That's really good.
Sounds like Bill Belichick and his girlfriend.
Oh my gosh. Do you know about this?
No.
Okay, this is a part of the show now where Grant and I try to fill in Allie on NFL drama, which is now sort of college football drama. No one cares about this, so let's get through it as fast as we can.
The bitches be caring about. I mean,
women.
The women be caring about this, bro.
By the way, if it's gossip, then we care.
It is gossip.
It is gossip. It is gossip.
But first, before we get into that, let me say, have you seen the Ring video of him leaving his one-night stand with shirtless?
Oh, no. Shirtless? Leaving a home
it's
shirtless?
It's Bill Belichick's fat ass on the Ring cam leaving his like 24-year-old one-night stand.
Oh, no. no. That actually, whatever this is, that made me feel sick to my stomach.
No, it is gross.
Let me just give you who this man is. Bill Belichick is maybe the winningest, if not the second winningest NFL head coach. So you know Tom Brady.
Right.
Tom Brady won all those Super Bowls, except for one of the Super Bowls that Tom won. This man was his coach the whole time.
Was it was he the coach during when Tom Brady was making the balls squishy?
Deflategate. Yes, he was. He was the coach during Deflategate.
Shady.
So
men.
This man is like just an. He just is flat out just an ugly old dude in his late 60s. Just a nasty.
No. He's in his 70s, bro.
He's in his 70s. Yeah. Nasty old dude. Rich.
Right.
Rich. He is now. He has retired from the NFL and is now the head coach of the University of North Carolina. Football team for the first, this upcoming season will be his first season. So he's been in a transitional period where he's no longer doing NFL coaching and he.
What would possess someone to go from coaching the Patriots to coaching a college team? More money?
And I'll tell you, did you know, I don't know if this is true, but that's the whole point of this podcast. In his contract, he had that after he leaves, his son has to be the head coach. Did you hear that?
In his contract for UNC?
So like that's why he's going to UNC. Yeah.
You guys, like a king.
Like a king.
Like a modern like a day king.
Okay, so but here's where we get to
college teams have as much money as NFL teams now.
Nepo so down money. For real.
Okay, so that's the background. Very, very famous head football coach from the NFL who has been in a transitional period leaving the Patriots and is now headed towards college. During that time.
Wait, he one more question. Dating. One more question. Is he richer than Tom Brady or is Tom Brady richer than him?
Tom Brady's richer than him, but that's different. Tom Brady is,
but
is like...
But he's richer than most players.
Yes. Okay. Oh, yes.
Okay, keep
oh,
going.
Yes. Yeah, he's top tier bajillionaire, but like Tom Brady is like Alex Rodriguez, like crazy, crazy rich. We're talking like Shaquille O'Neal. You know what I mean? Okay.
All people
so
I
he
know.
Starts dating. He starts dating a 26...
I think like three or four, 23 or 20, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Early mid 20s girl. He is in his 70s. It's so obviously like goofy old guy dating some like Instagram model that he met.
Do you think?
And here's
have...
what's been happening. He's been doing interviews as he's been getting ready to go to this college thing. And she got in trouble because she interrupted and was like controlling an interview and has started like, basically she's running his Instagram and making him embarrassingly try to do all these trends and stuff and whatever. I've only seen a couple of those videos. I'm way off on the deep end, but there was an interview that CBS tried to do now I'm biffing it. I don't remember what network it is.
I'm dying for the tea and you're
there's
sort
an
of
interview
like waffling.
That went viral because they were trying to interview him and they asked a question about his new girlfriend who he's been very public about. Like he's posting about her and she's posting about him.
He had a wife?
And then she, no, yeah, back in the day. Oh. This 26-year-old girl's like, we're not talking about that. There's video of her being like, don't ask him about that. Don't answer that. So she's like playing his PR.
This woman, can I say?
It's fierce.
Is an entrepreneur.
She's an entrepreneur. She's famous.
She
now.
Said. She said to herself.
She's sort of Julia Fox.
She said. She said to herself, "In 15 years' time, I'm going to be a billionaire."
Yeah.
Just as soon as this man croaks.
And there was a rumor that has been allegedly, that she was banned from the practice facilities at this new college campus that he's the head coach at because she had been like. Going in when she wasn't
she's
supposed
coaching
to
and the North Carolina team.
She's trying to run the defense.
She's coaching the team.
Yeah. She's trying to be the defensive coordinator.
I, from what I can hear, love this woman.
Yeah.
This woman sounds off her rocker, sure.
Yes.
Unconventional,
sure.
Maybe. But who among us has become a billionaire without doing some unconventional stuff?
Yeah.
She's out here taking over.
Should we have the acceptable age gap? Conversation
for sure.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
This is a never-ending conversation.
Why,
here
we go. Why do we have to take this on?
Old guy in his
because
old guy because in his 70s.
Because we can clip it and it might go viral.
Oh my God, going viral would be awesome.
Awesome for us for this podcast.
It's a good say something controversial then.
Okay.
Okay, guys, let's say something really controversial about age gap so that it can go viral. But wait, 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 one more thing. Can I be the good one because I don't want to be bullied?
No, but I want to be the good one too because I don't want to get bullied. I don't want to get canceled either. So
I don't want to get canceled. Do you want to say something terrible?
Say something terrible on the internet? But actually, can you put it out on your account? Because I don't want it associated with the Mom Said account either, because that's kind of bad.
We're doing something wholesome and cute.
So we should just have Grant say a bad thing and put it out on his own.
Say something bad, put it on your account.
Yeah, have a hot take on age gaps.
Can I say a different bad thing?
Yeah.
No, no, no.
Wait, hold on. We gave Grant carte blanche to say something bad.
We said... I think it's an obvious...
No, here's...
50 years is an obvious no-no.
No, no, no. Here, so, obviously, the older you are, the larger the age gap can be.
For sure.
Huh?
Like the difference between like 23 and 70. And 28 is fine, but, like, 35 and 48, totally fine. But
you're right, like, you're right, you're right.
But
you're
like
right,
25 and 38.
Like now is a that I'm different. 30, I could date a 45-year-old and it wouldn't be like, what's going on?
Yes.
But also, is it crazy to say if two adults are in love, who gives a fuck?
Sure. That's not crazy to say.
What about an 18-year-old and a 52-year-old? So like, where do you, there is nowhere, this is like an endless debate, you know? Like,
agree.
There's something off about that. Off about that.
I didn't like how musical theater that was.
Okay.
I was just going to say, if two adults are in love, then who gives a fuck? If two adults are in love, then who gives a fuck? Join me on this, please. If two adults are in love, then who gives a fuck? Everybody in the house. If two adults are in love, then who gives a fuck?
These are not really.
About age, it's about vibe more than about age. Cause if you got a good vibe and you're old, and she got a good vibe and she's young, no, that's fine.
What I'm saying is sometimes observing from the outside, we can recognize something funky and maybe stinky going on. And so, maybe, how do you write that into law? Don't be weird.
The vibes bill.
The vibes bill.
Your community has to vote.
Wait.
I have a way to figure this out.
Yeah. We have one singular judge, a person we all like and trust, and we present them with each case, and they say approved or disapproved, and that person is
Stanley Tucci.
Yes. Stanley Tucci.
Bro, if you all have to come before Stanley Tucci.
First of all, I think he's happily married, but I would...
But I think it's Stanley, I think it's an age gap,
I
too.
I would be with Stanley Tucci so hard, and it would be totally appropriate.
It's an age gap, but he would be thoughtful about it. And I think every couple should have to present themselves to Stanley Tucci.
Age gap couple. Actually, yes. Couple period.
Couple period, but specifically age gap.
Because some of these people are funky for other reasons.
Yes. Present yourself to Stanley Tucci, and he approves or he denies.
Or he says...
And Grant had something to say, and I interrupted
him. Or he says, P.U.
I think I figured it out. We could do this scientifically, right?
Yeah.
Your partner...
STEM podcast.
We have to decide on a percentage that the age can vary from your age, right? So let's say it's 20%. Your partner can only be 20% older or younger than you, right? Because then that scales with the age thing, right?
Because if you're 80, then
20% is way bigger than...
Yes.
So...
Wait, sorry.
Above the legal age, because 20 and 15 is not ideal.
No, totally. Above the legal age.
And the legal age isn't high enough for me. Above 25.
No, agree.
No, because 20%, 20% of 20 is... Well, that would put a 16 and a 20-year-old. You know what I'm saying.
When are our frontal lobes fully developed? That's the age we should start.
Well, but to your point...
Like 30.
But then that scales with age.
24 and 18?
It's fine.
Maybe 15%. Maybe 15%.
Okay.
Sure.
15%, whatever. 185. 85-year-old and 100-year-old? Get after it.
Yeah.
Get after it.
Yeah, I guess 24 and 18.
Okay. Are you ready to do... Did you know?
I mean, welcome back to Mom Said. Well, no, we got it. Okay. Did you know?
No, we've already set it up. I'm tired.
I know, but you don't want to do it as a clip?
No, I don't.
Okay. Did you?
Hold on.
Okay.
The goal is that we say the same thing at the same time.
Okay, well, this is something that happened this week.
Okay, this is something that's happening to me today.
Girl, what?
Okay, ready?
I didn't see you today until this.
You know about it.
But I didn't. I think about my did you knows ahead of the recording of the podcast.
Me too. Actually, no, I don't.
You just thought about it just now?
Yeah.
Well, it has to be like a fact, like a fun fact too.
It is a fun fact.
Okay. Ready?
3, 2, 1.
Did you know that the U.S. government is eliminating acupuncture pennies
to get over space adaptation syndrome?
Cool.
Okay, hold on.
Did you say the right thing anymore?
Astronauts
use acupuncture to get over space adaptation syndrome.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. That's
it's
cool.
Like getting seasick, but space sick.
Yeah.
And you use acupuncture to feel better.
Okay, what's crazy is Grant and I were talking about space. He's peeing. This is the perfect
intro.
But we're getting rid of pennies, bro.
Okay. That is really sad to me because...
Why?
Find a penny, pick it up. All day you have good luck.
Yeah. One a penny, two a penny, three blind mice.
Yeah. Penny for your thought.
Uh-huh. My 2 cents.
Right.
I know.
Penny saved is a penny earned.
I know. Penny loafers.
Oh,
what the fuck are those now?
No.
Quarter loafers?
Every penny I encounter, I'm going to start saving them.
What about women named Penny?
I love her.
Yeah. She becomes more valuable.
Is the penny no longer...
It costs them 4 cents to make a penny.
That's so funny. Is the penny no longer...
The government will be saving $85 million a year by doing this.
Okay, and what are they going to do with that $85 million?
That is turning this into a political podcast, which we did last week.
I'm just saying I'd rather them waste money on pennies than some of the bullshit they're up to.
You did it.
If I have a penny and I want to use it to buy something, are they going to say, no, this is illegal?
Okay, so what I learned on the podcast, Grant, feel free to chime in. We listen to the same financial podcast, is... digital things can still function under a penny currency. Things with cash have to be priced to the nearest 5 cent. You can't yawn when I'm talking to you answering a question that you asked. You cannot yawn into my face when you ask me a question and I'm answering it. Digital can remain to the penny. Cash has to be changed to the nearest 5 cent, but it is still a legal tender. They're just no longer making it in order to phase it out. Canada did this 10 years ago.
But I can't pay for something with a penny. They'll say, go away. You can't use this here.
You can. It's just slowly phasing out. They're not making
new ones. Oh my gosh. You know what's crazy is we've been smushing those pennies at the zoo.
I know.
And now we'll never get them back.
I heard some crazy stat on this podcast that like U.S. citizens throw away $65 million a year in change or something. Like they
throw in the
throw
trash?
Away. Yeah, like it ends up in the trash on accident. Not on purpose.
I do have an IKEA bag that I keep in my car that has a bunch of loose change in the bottom of it. And that's just where I keep it,
right,
in the IKEA bag.
And all the time people accidentally throw that shit
and
away.
They also said on that podcast, shout out Morning Brew Daily if they listen.
Yeah, we listen to Morning Brew Daily. It's a financial podcast. It's very fun. I like getting my news through that so that it's less like scary.
It's not so, I love it because it feels pretty not political. Anyway, it's a great podcast. Yeah, they said like 65% of U.S. coins don't move, basically. Like are in a jar. Zero velocity.
Zero velocity.
Zero
velocity. That's such a boy statement.
Well, that's how they talk about money is
okay.
Velocity. Can you play me in?
Yeah. Yeah, what do you need? I'm so sorry.
Anything.
Oh, anything. Oh my God. Anything feels scary. Okay.
It's time to rank my brothers, the thing they dread every week. Cause if you're a loser of this one, you are a loser of life. And so I can feel them getting nervous as we approach this time. Cause they wanna win so so bad. But to win, you'd have to buy me coffee. And I buy them coffee every time we do this. So really, I'm the winner when you think about it. When you think about, when you think about it. But it's ranking of the brothers anyway. Here we go, gonna rank them today. This week.
That was kind of a vibe, actually.
I liked the piano part.
Yeah.
We should write a different song to that piano part.
Okay, later.
About what? Okay. Ranking the brothers. This week, the... Grant's fingers on the board. This week, the number one brother is Grant.
Loser.
Oh! I got trash thrown at me.
Oh! Loser.
Loser.
Why is Grant the number one brother? Well,
because he's a cutie patootie. Cutie patootie.
Cutie patootie. Cutie pie. Total cutie. He's a total cutie pie.
Yum, yum.
Nope.
You said pie.
Oh.
Yum, yum. He's a cutie pie. Yum, yum. Get a little slice of Grant, put a little
some
whipped
new
cream on top.
Some new language entered my lexicon last night.
A little
night
sprinkle salt.
When I was at a dinner
Why
party.
Is Grant the winner? You have
He's
to
a
say
cutie
that.
Pie.
You have to say, that's it?
It was because, well, I could tell you the real reason, which is that he does all the work all the time.
Okay. He does do all the work.
Some
the
new
time.
Language entered my lexicon last night when I was talking to my friend September. We were throwing a dinner party for Isabel's birthday party. Happy birthday, Isabel!
Shout out, Isabel.
For the listener, Isabel is
Shout
my
Shout out, Isabel.
Friend,
we love you.
And so is September.
My friend, too.
Yeah.
We work
together.
For the
listener, actually, all of our friends. These two people are all of our friends.
We work together.
So true. So... What do you work together on?
The Producers Guild Awards.
Oh, right. Oh, okay. Cute. And we all went to the Grammys together.
And we all went to the Grammys together.
That was so cute. Yeah. Okay. September and I were talking. Bro. And to do this dinner party for Isabel, we did a lot of prep work. We made these really fancy salads and dress and decorated the table and whatever. And we were like sitting there drinking Aperol spritzes, watching everyone enjoy themselves. And September has this beautiful backyard. So it was like so summer and fun. And like one of those evenings where you're like, oh, I love life. I'm so happy. I was so happy. And I say to September,
I was so happy.
So happy. 12 hours
so
ago.
So happy.
My eyes twitching. I'm like,
Yeah. Take me, Bick.
I used to be so
Take
happy.
Take me, Bick.
I was so happy. Anyway, I say to September, you know, we could throw a ton of dinner parties like this because we have the space. We just need to like cater it so that it's not so much work. And September says to me, what you mean like the boys bring their thingies in and zha, zha, zha?
You want to say that sentence one more time for the listener?
The boys bring their thingies in and do zha, zha, zha?
Yeah.
And I said...
And you told me this story, and I said, I actually know what September's talking about. You said, let's cater the parties.
Uh-huh.
And September was picturing cater waiters, tuxedo vest, the boys come in and do their sha-sha-sha.
Right.
Which...
Incredible.
Makes a lot
I
of sense.
I was picturing,
like call ahead to Mendocino Farms.
Totally. We get, like, sandwiches delivered. And September said, sha-sha-sha.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I was
yeah.
like, hold on.
Well, because we grew up Chipotle in the tin.
Totally.
And September grew up around some environments where
we
there
were
was
not,
zha, zha, zha.
We were not in the zha, zha, zha tax
no,
bracket.
No, 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 no,
and
no, no, no.
I'm still not in the zha, zha, zha tax bracket. So I didn't even know those words.
Can yeah. you can you hire catering groups with emphasis on the zha, zha, zha? Like,
oh.
like I've never been to
oh, like,
I've never been to a dinner where they're like dancing between tables.
Yeah,
serving. Like,
I bet you can. I bet
and
you can
is
get
there
like
anyone
fun.
Anyone who would be better at this than Gabe Gibbs?
Destined to be
me,
a cater
me
waiter
and their
for real.
Kid from the Midwest with a penchant for attention, just absolutely dying to do that cha cha cha.
They're like, Gabe, can you do an event on Saturday night? He's like, with or without cha cha cha.
Yeah. I would spill two drinks. I would spill some drinks, but make it a thing.
Yeah.
And I charge extra for you for you to not do Zha Zha Zha. I come with the Zha Zha Zha. You have to pay extra
to
settle that Zha 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 down. Yeah. Yeah. I love the Zha Zha Zha.
It takes work for me to turn off the Zha Zha Zha.
No, for real. For real. It comes standard. Zha 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 comes standard.
It's a part of the package.
It's one of the features.
Anyway, we were dying laughing last night because I don't know if Zha 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 is a thing people say. It was my first time hearing it.
Of course, Zha 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 is not a thing people say, bro. Obviously not.
Like, this is my first experience with Zha Zha Zha, and I love it. And it's making me be like September is like freelance works from home. I was like, September, you Zha 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 from home. And honestly, so do I. Bro, that's what we do for work.
We can all Zha 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 from home, ultimately. That's too slow. Zha 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 needs
a little back more. Back to the music that you were playing for the Ricky and the Brothers. Zha, that's Zha, the Zha Zha Zha.
This is Zha Zha Zha. Does it work in this patch?
If you invite me to the function, I'm gonna bring my Zha Zha Zha.
Zha Zha Zha. Zha Zha Zha.
If you ask me to break a cake, I'm gonna bake it with Zha Zha Zha.
Zha Zha Zha. Zha Zha Zha.
And if you want me to be at the dinner party, I'm gonna ensure there's tons of Zha Zha Zha. There'll be Zha Zha Zha.
Zha Zha Zha.
How do you guys think we spell that?
J A J A J. No, because that's Spanish laughing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I spelled it J Z A.
Oh, Zha Zha Zha. You can't laugh at your own spelling. Zha Zha Zha.
No, I'm laughing at the that helped you pronounce it. Oh, I
it
see.
Did. J-Z-A, 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 J-Z-A. Is it J-Z-A-H to make it clear? Zha?
No, that's too many letters.
Okay, Zha Zha Zha. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Mom Said. This is the dumbest show in the world, and we're so happy to get to make it, and we're so happy that anybody listens to it, and the community keeps growing. So when we are online and we respond to you and we call you an adoit, that's a term of endearment.
No, that's crazy. We've
been calling people have been saying in the DMs, adoits unite.
No, this is the army of adoits.
It is an army of adoits.
By the way,
army of adoits.
For those of you who are DMing us and we're responding, if the response is hilarious, it's me. If the response is earnest and kind of boring, it's Gabe. So just if you're wondering who you're DMing.
Oh, it's our PR team.
It's our PR team, bro. We have to come across as
like more professional.
More professional.
They know it's us.
I know they know it's us, but we're trying to give it more Zha Zha Zha.
Imagine someone's like, oh yeah, their team's running.
They hired a PR team. Yeah. But thank you so much for listening. We really do love you. Oh, that's okay. Camera's dead, but we're gonna wrap up in the audio anyway. Where is it too hot? That's fine. Thank you so much. We love it. This is the sibling summer.
Thank you so much. We love it.
We're coming up on sibling summer where we're asking everybody to tell their sibling or tell their friend. Just tell one friend about this show. It helps us grow. We can double it and pass it on to the next person. We really do appreciate y'all listening. We have a lot of fun doing this. We're continuing to grow the podcast. There's going to be some updates
now,
in the coming weeks.
You're now repeating yourself. You said that twice. We're growing in the tell your friends.
No, I'm saying we're growing it on our end.
When you do the vamp thing at the end.
I know. I talk too much because no one is helping me.
Well, because you don't make any space for anyone else to say anything.
Because I feel that no one wants me to do it. So I try to blow through it as quick as I can.
Okay. Let me finish the podcast. Ready?
Please.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Yeah,
we gotta go.
We gotta go.
Over me.